currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's happening in our town. In 2010, Seattle was home to the nation's highest percentage of high school and college graduates. Seattle had more bookstores than any other major U.S. city and the nation's fourth most robust library system. Its use of the internet to read newspapers or order books was fifth highest, and its publication of magazines and journals was 11th highest. Overall, Seattle came in second on the 2010 list of America's most literate cities. In fact, Seattle has topped the most literate cities list four times in the past 6 years and never dropped below number two. In the last decade, however, Seattle has struggled with one particular reflection of literacy, a book festival. Not since the best-selling days of The Horse Whisperer has Seattle hosted a perennial Northwest Book Festival. But this October 1st and 2nd, Bookfest is coming to downtown Kirkland, and its organizers say its presence here won't be abridged. The festival will transform the Peter Kirk Civic Campus into a literary mecca. The Kirkland Teen Union Building, for example, will host teen-related events, such as cartooning workshops. The festival's celebrity authors will appear at the Kirkland Performance Center, and the Peter Kirk Community Center will house most of the writing and publishing workshops. In 2 days, aspiring authors and literature lovers can choose from 64 different workshops, meet more than 100 celebrity authors, and stroll through Peter Kirk Field and the booths of more than 60 literature exhibitors. Organizers are expecting up to 10,000 literature lovers to visit Kirkland's downtown for the event. And by then, the city's core should be back to its sparkling self, thanks in part to a small group of volunteers who saw a need and decided to fill it. This past spring, Market Neighborhood resident Michelle Saylor was out on her morning jog through downtown when she noticed the city's downtown core wasn't as tidy as it normally is. Limp flowers drooped outside of flower pots, the sidewalks in places were caked with dust, and here and there she could see litter. She decided to do something about it. And after discussing the matter with Kirkland View's editor, Rob Butcher, she decided to go positive. Enlist the commitment of downtown businesses to keep up their storefronts, recruit volunteers to pull weeds, sweep streets, and use Butcher's blog to praise them. This is how the Kudos Kirkland Group formed. Every Thursday at 8 a.m., Kirkland residents and business owners meet at a designated place to beautify their city. The program requires no registration or affiliation. A person jogging by could join in on a whim if she wanted to. The group started with just Saylor and Butcher, but on August 25th, 18 volunteers gathered to clean up the Market Street median. On September 2nd, they pulled weeds at Juanita Bay Park, and last week, the group returned to the Market Street median. One of the projects the group would like to tackle is pressure washing the downtown core sidewalks. You can find future work sites by visiting kirklandviews.com and then selecting the Kudos Kirkland link on the left side of the homepage. As a community, Kirkland is one of the state's most conscientious recyclers. In the last 7 years, for example, Kirkland businesses have recycled 144 tons of office resources, including 22 tons of shredded paper. The city of Kirkland is hoping to add another 15 to 20 tons of computer monitors, cardboard, cell phones, and other items to the total tally on September 15th when it hosts the 12th annual business recycling event. The recycling begins at 11 a.m. at Totem Lake Mall's parking lot and continues until 4 in the afternoon. Most items are free to recycle. However, recycling refrigerators, freezers, and other chlorofluorocarbon CFC appliances do require a fee. The program no longer accepts fluorescent or incandescent lights. For more information, visit kirklandwa.gov/recycle. Sustainability is one of the reasons a Kirkland area business might earn King County's Small Business of the Year Award. Eco Cartridge Store, along with two other Kirkland area businesses, are in the running for King County's annual Small Business Awards, thanks to nominations by the Greater Kirkland Chamber of Commerce. All three will discover whether or not they've won in a county-hosted conference on October 12th at Bellevue's Meydenbauer Center. Chameleon Technologies, an IT-specific staffing agency, is vying against Bellevue's General Microsystems and Issaquah's Triple X Root Beer for the Minority Small Business of the Year. In the Sustainable Small Business category, Eco Cartridge Store is competing against Seattle's General Biodiesel and Kent's World CNG. And finally, the women who run Umbrella, a firm that consolidates professional consultants to tackle some of the state's most complex technological projects, are in contention for the Women's Small Business of the Year. The city congratulates each business on being nominated. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.